Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. This is Deborah with you, Tuesday evening. Glad to be with you. It is January 11th, 1122. Hey, well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for those who are dialed in for ministry. I see your hand, and praise the Lord, and praising the Lord with you. It's your hands raised there. And those, and those of you listening online this evening live or at a later time, I welcome you and I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that your new year is off to a good start. I know we have a lot going on, but the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, right? He watches his heart and his eye is upon us. And his promises and his ways are for us. And he desires to make us a distinguished people. And we are distinguished. How are we distinguished? Do you know? How does he make us a distinguished people? Just like the Israelites were distinguished by the presence of the Lord, his word, and his power. And that's what made them distinguished. And that's what is going to make us distinguished in this time and in this hour as well. So we thank you, Father. Let's pray before we begin. Thank you, Father, for your word. God, we thank you that it's living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword, Father. We thank you, Lord, how it pierces, dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow, thought and intent of the heart, God. Oh, thank you for your word, God. Send it forth as you purpose to accomplish all that you purpose for. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your presence, Lord, for there's nothing compares to your presence, Lord. It completely satisfies us, Lord, with your manna, God, with our thirst and our hunger, Lord, at your rivers and at your well. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence, Father, in Jesus' name, and the kindness of your presence, Lord. We thank you for that. And Lord, we thank you for your power, God, that you would display that, Lord, that we ascribe unto you and recognize that you hold all excellence of power, authority. All authority has been given to you on heaven and in earth, Lord. I thank you for that, and that we ascribe you as majestic as God above the earth. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for meeting us here in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, Lord, I just dedicate this time to you. Father, may it be for your glory. May it be for your honor. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you, Father God. I just dedicate this hour to you, Lord. And that you would use me as you see fit, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that we each of us would so let our light shine that we would glorify our Father in heaven. We thank you for this humble opportunity, God, but that we would walk confidently and boldly and knowing that this is your will and your plan for our lives, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, sustains all things by the power of his word, right? He sustains all things by the power of his word. Well, so let me share this here this evening. So I didn't get a chance to listen last night at all. I was really actually watching the Georgia-Alabama game. And as I was watching, I know the Lord was speaking to me, and it wasn't until, sometimes, let me just say, on Tuesdays, I don't know always what I'm going to share. You know, I want it to be inspired of the Holy Spirit and certainly led by him, not just inspired, but led by him. And it wasn't until this morning that I realized, you know, the pieces that he was putting together, checkerboard across my week. And one really did have to do with the game. I knew there was something going on there, but I didn't know everything. So the Lord, so I was just jotting down some notes this week and pondering a few things. So let me get to that. So earlier in this week earlier, since last we met, I was looking up some things from John Piper. And, you know, he has this blog, I think it's called like Desiring God, because that's big theme, if you will, that he has on a lot of things that he writes. And he has a quote that says, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. And he's, and a lot he talks about is excellent teacher, but in resource. But he talks a lot about how we can find pleasure. When we find pleasure in God, this place, that it really does glorify the Lord, and that he encourages people to seek that pleasure in the Lord out, so that, and it will lead to glorifying God as he continues to instruct us and guide us and, you know, fill us with his knowledge, his wisdom, and his ways along the way, okay? So, anyway, there was this whole free download that he had on that, and I was just pondering some of that. And so yesterday when I was watching the game, because I was interested in it, because we have family from Georgia as well, and anyways, we were just following up with some of the college game and stuff, you know, with my husband. So yesterday, as we were watching it, I didn't get to watch it till the second half. And anyway, I was just pretty engrossed in the game. And if any of you have seen it, and so maybe you've seen, I don't know. I was hacked on Facebook, so I don't know. I haven't seen anything anyone said. I have no idea. I haven't read anything and didn't hear anything last night from here. But there are a few things that I was seeing, like especially on the field. It was interesting because they put 2022 on the field, but the zero, they actually made it into a football. So it kind of looked like this golden thing. And it almost looked like, just from a distance, 2-2-2, which I thought was interesting because even though, you know, the prophetic word that has come forth for this year, and I think it's good to note as well as for myself, because literally when a prophetic word comes forth, it's good from a prophet that is, it's not seeking his own righteousness, but it's spoken from the Lord. Set that aside. And I think that's been proven here. And I'm just saying, I'm just coming into this place as well. I don't normally even speak like this or anything, but I'm seeing when the Lord, so 22-22, okay, right, is the, and then the treasure, the word treasure coming forth, it's good to speak the Lord on that and see how he would want that to unfold in our lives and in our hearts and what he has for us and how he's already maybe done that, already done that. Okay, so I just thought it was interesting on the things I kept seeing, 2-2-2, 2-2-2, okay, on the field. At any rate, and the teams were very similar. This is what I thought was interesting too. The teams were very similar. You really had to, in their colors, and they're color-coded. You know, they were red and white, but just opposite. One had a red jersey. The other one had a white jersey, and they both had the white pants, I think it was. And then their helmets were a little bit similar as well, that were red. Georgia just had the G on it. So, you know, with the filming, it's not like you can look where you want to look. You just have to look where they're taking you on the camera, you know. And so, anyway, so I thought it was interesting that they looked very similar, okay. And then this whole thing, I know I've talked about this before here, or not talked about it, but actually just mentioned maybe in passing on how we are in somewhat of a spiritual NFL ourselves, and there are principles there to learn as well, right? And that, so this how these teams, and how, I know I brought this up before, that I mentioned before about how these teams were kind of like underscored, but they were winning, kind of like the Lions just, and I just know this because I grew up in Michigan, but the Lions just won on Saturday and they weren't expected to win. And then Georgia won and they weren't really expected to win. And it's just kind of been a theme in the sports throughout this particular season. And there's even a movie called, and I think I might have said I think I did say at one point, I don't know if I'd call it the underdog, but there was a word for it, the one that wasn't expected. But there actually is a movie out that is called, I think the American Underdog or something of this sort, but it's a football thing. I haven't seen it. But anyways, but so this Georgia quarterback, which you may have seen, if you've seen it, you know, or you may have heard about it today, I don't know. But he had said when he was 3 years old, I guess his parents probably documented this as well, that he declared that he would be playing for Georgia. He would be the quarterback for Georgia, and he stated this when he was 3 years old. And a lot of people rejected him. They did not think he was good enough or worthy enough to even be a quarterback. And so he was denied plenty of times in many different ways. I don't know his entire story. I just know that. And I don't know how long he's been with Georgia. I don't know that either. But his number on his jersey was number 13. So it was as if this decade at age three, and then, like, he still kind of hung on to this number three within his jersey, if you will, but he added a one in front of it, which I thought was interesting, you know. And so the final score of the game here was 33-18. That was the final score, and Georgia won. And let me just say this. Let me back up for a second. Excuse me for rushing ahead here. But, I mean, with this theme and the numbers, because I know here, you know, being prophetically inclined and in tune, people who have, you know, spiritual eyes and ears that see in a different depth and a different realm, prophetically, if you will, you know, pick up on things in the spirit. And how the Lord speaks, even in nature and in different ways, how the Lord sends different signs and wonders to speak to his people. And so that's not uncommon here, and it's not unusual here. But because I've been hearing, I heard something this week about someone was saying that he had heard something on Christian broadcasting, how they were bringing up numerology, and he had never heard of it. And he was quite disturbed by it, if you will. And, well, or it was taking him back, okay? For I don't know if it's the first time he heard it, but he was kind of disturbed by it. And then he asked his pastor, so because he was telling me, he asked his pastor. And his pastor was saying, there's nothing in Scripture that talks about numbers being a reflective of any, I forget exactly what he said. Okay, but so because of that, okay, that because it's maybe coming more out in the forefront, I just want to be responsible here in case there's anybody that's listening that maybe this is new to you and you want to break this down a little bit more. You've heard about numbers, but maybe you don't have the understanding as well. And I don't even know that I know I don't have the full understanding of it, and I'm always learning and always seeking the Lord on his truth and to learn more for it to be established upon his word and how that's derived from that. Okay, so let me just give two resources, and this is really just for the purpose of resources, of two gentlemen that have been around in ministry for a long time. I don't really know either one of them. I just know they've been around for a long time. And they've written books on numbers and scripture. And one is very much a scholarly study, and that is E.W. Bullinger. And I think I've mentioned them here before, but maybe it's been years ago. So E.W. Bullinger, B-U-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. Numbers and Scriptures. It's very scholarly study of the importance of the numbers and scriptures. Okay, so this is for people who could go beyond, or maybe if you are listening and are offended, or if you know somebody who is the same way and they need a resource, that would be maybe something you could pass on. And then Dr. Ed Vallo, I think it is, V-A-L-L-O. W-E, and he's been around in ministry. He's been a pastor, a teacher, over 50 years in ministry, and he wrote his books may be a little easier. I have both of these books. I do not have them in front of me because of the move. I'm not exactly sure where they are. But his is maybe a little bit easier to, it's the mathematics and keeping the scripture numbers. And his really, his breakdown is that in Hebrews, they did letters and numbers. They identified numbers to each letter. And then he has that and also seen in the Greek as well. So each letter was assigned a number. It was in the Hebrew, but he has all that kind of spelled out for you and how and why. And, you know, it was some years ago, I was talking to my sister-in-law, who actually is a math teacher, a high school math teacher, and we were talking about numbers and biblical numbers and stuff. And she found this very interesting that I had an interest in this, and we were talking about it. And she said, for her, okay, this is like one of the first conversations she's had of it. She said, that is very interesting. And it makes, she said, it makes sense to me. Okay. Being a math teacher, being the first in a Christian woman. And she said, because there's so many things, even in science and in nature, that are mathematically put together, that they can work mathematically and they can be calculated through a process of math. And she goes, it actually makes sense to me that why wouldn't true in the Word of God, if he created everything, then certainly there would be numbers assigned to it as well. And she was talking to me about things I didn't even know mathematically in nature. Like she was talking about the four-leaf clover or something. And I was like, things I didn't even know, but how you can apply math to it, or the science of math, if you will, to nature. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. So those are just the resources and responsibility I just kind of wanted to leave there, because what we need to be careful is when we look for numbers, there's so many new age that will try to hide itself in being Christian, or if in our enthusiasm we can actually miss or overlook the fact that we're looking at a new age resources and what numbers mean, or that they're all just assigned to angels and things like that. And that's just not true. Okay, it has to be grounded. It is grounded in the Word as well. Okay, and so I'm not even sure all of what I've learned is completely accurate either, but with the resources that I have and the knowledge and information that I have before me is what I present to you today. I will say that, because it still gives me room to grow as well, right, just as it would you. Okay, so back to our numbers. I was thinking in the NFL, or spiritual NFL, but completely outlined through Georgia and Alabama here. Well, so the quarterback, number 13 of Georgia, they won the game. Again, back to this. At age 3, he said he was going to play for Georgia. He would literally, he said, not just play for them, but he would be the quarterback at age 3. This is amazing to me. At age 3, he would be the quarterback of Georgia. And so his jersey number is number 13. The final score of the game, 33 Georgia to 18. So I thought it was interesting that 33 is double of what the desire of his heart was at age 3. The Lord doubled that and made it apparent in number even. And I believe God fulfilled this, because God does hold all authority in heaven and earth, okay? And I believe it's also prophetic in the treasure of coming forth in this 22-22, right? And this 2-2-2, the desire of his heart and coming forth. I don't know if he confesses to be a Christian or not a Christian. I've seen his interview. He may or may not be. I'm not sure. So just want to say that. But the number 33, from the reference that I have, does mean promise or high perspective, okay? And I can see that in this game, a higher perspective. God has a higher perspective, being number 33, over his life at age 3, bringing forth a desire for such a time as this. Again, I don't know how long he's been playing for Georgia, but however, he won the title He won the title in 2022 for such a time as this, right? Number 18 is an established blessing and established judgment, which I thought was interesting. I didn't know this. I didn't know this until today. I had read that part. So established blessing and established judgment. And so that is paradoxical, right? And aren't we in a prophetically paradoxical time and learning that prophetically God gives words paradoxically? However, that's the word. Yeah. But he does stay true to his word, right? Because he says he will give a blessing, and then he also sometimes gives a command. He says, now, if you do this, if you're careful to observe this, or if you are, you know, if you do your part, he'll come through with his part. But it's like a pop quiz, you know, except he gives us the answer in advance. You just, this is what you go ahead and do, and then you'll do well on it. You know, it's like say yes to answers 1, 2, and 4. And, you know, number 3, answer the best of your ability, you know. But pretty much you're going to get a passing score if you do what he says, right? Proverbs 2 says, keep my, treasure my commands within you. Okay, treasure my commands within you. So number 33, number 18. Okay, yeah, so this note on how they look similar, these teams look similar. But the unexpected moved forward. See, nobody was expecting it. And I kind of feel like that's even true prophetically as well. People that are going to be moving forward, even prophetically, are very unexpected. And they all look the same, and nobody can detect it, you know, maybe off the top anyways. But they look similar. But God is doing something to move forward, and his hand is on it, right? So he's got his promise and his higher perspective on that to move forward is from definitely from the Lord. So some of you, I think it was, I don't know if it was last week, I mentioned something about, or the week before, I'm not sure, but how I was talking about the number 87, and how my mother-in-law, it was with my mother-in-law, and then I was reading Psalm 87. Oh, no, yes, it was last week. Okay, I see my notes here. It was last week on the notes of 87. Well, this week it was interesting because there was something from one of the accounts that was closed, and one of the checks that was like split up between the siblings, okay, was it was $80.77. And so when I seen it, I said, oh, that's 80.77. And when I said it in my head, I said, oh my gosh, that's 80.87, right? But 80.77. And I thought, oh, the Lord is showing me something more with this number. And interesting enough, and I'm not sure why it's even connected to my mother-in-law or to the family line. I'm not sure. There might be something more prophetic there that he'll show me later. So I looked up the number 80 just of itself, 80, because it was 80.77. And the number 80 is for mouth or speech, to subdue and to bring peace. And the reference that they gave there from Judges 3:3, and it was Moab was subdued in the land. Okay, they subdued Moab. Moab was one of their enemies, and they subdued him, and it gave rest, gave them rest in the land for 80 years. So, again, 80 has to do with, and there's probably something more here. I'm probably saying something so prophetic, so that I don't even know. It's like beyond, but it's so the Lord, okay? And then 77, we know it's 7 is God's perfect will. God's going to do subduing the enemy to bring peace. And it's with our mouth and it's with speech. And I'm, you know, that probably, you know, my unction is it has something to do prophetically, because I'm even speaking it here
and bringing it forth. Okay, so when I see 80 and then 77, and then I was out walking the dog, and I seen a license plate that had 877. So I know the Lord was drawing this out and repeating it. When he repeats it like that, it certainly is his attention and attention as well. So I'm just bringing that forth. Well, I put in the word subdue just quickly, and let me see that as Bible Gateway on New King James Version. Just quickly, I put in the word subdue. It came up 33 times. Interesting. Okay, and Hebrews 11:33, it does talk about faith. And moving forward in faith. Excuse me, let me see here. Let me pull it up. I remember reading this verse. I don't know if it was the end of last year. 11:33 is, but I do remember talking about this at some point. Who through faith? Who through faith? So, subdued kingdom, worked righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to fight armies of the aliens, and women received their dead raised to life again. I don't remember seeing. Okay, so there you have it. Praise God. Okay, let me see if I was going to talk about anything else. I have a couple more things on here, but there is something with the land, bringing rest to the land, and how the Lord covers that. But I think I will just stop there. Okay, let me open up the phone lines. Let me reorganize myself here. Let's situate it. Let us switch everything so I can move the proper way. Okay, that's familiar to me. All righty. Hope everyone's doing well today. Okay, let's open up 205-531. Good evening. Thank you for calling PGN. Is this Julia May?
Yes, from Alabama. All is well.
Alabama. Oh, that's right. You're from Alabama. See, now, did you watch the game yesterday?
I'm not an Alabama fan. I'm sorry. I'm a war eagle. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. Not everybody is a football person. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm from North Carolina, but once I got here, I just took to the Eagles. Everybody in the family said, my granddaughter, Alabama, and they call me the hater, because I really go for all teams. So whenever they play Georgia, and Auburn, he's an LSU. I put that color on, they just look at me.
That's funny. That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we lived in a couple different states, so sometimes we just vote for whatever state we've lived in, which covers. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I just tell somebody got to cheer for the other team. Why not me?
Yeah. Well, and sometimes my husband will say, just for the fun of it, like, okay, I'm going to take this team, you take that team, you know, just because I don't know why. I guess it helps him watch it or something. I don't know. But anyway, so it was just interesting and just noted. Anyway, so it was fun. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're having a good week.
Oh, yeah.
Good. And let me pray for you. And I forgot, so you're originally from North Carolina, you said.
Well, I'm originally from Montgomery, Alabama, but I went to North Carolina when I was 5 years old, so I spent like 17 years there, and I've been here almost 42 years. So I've been bouncing back and forth.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So you have, okay, gotcha. So you kind of grew up in North Carolina. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't realize that. But Sylvia was from North Carolina, and so, yeah, I was wondering the connection there, but I didn't know. I mean, I knew that North Carolina is home. Yeah.
Middle school, best friend,
everything. Yeah, that's good. Okay, well, let me pray for you. Thank you again for joining us. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Julia May, Father. I thank you, Lord. Father, I just bring her to your altar, God, and to your throne, Lord, lifting her up to you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you know, Lord, within your hands that you redeem all time, God, and all time is in your hands, God, that you can even move, Lord, and function through past, present, and future, Father God, and that you can engraft those and redeem, Lord, anything that's frayed and needs redemption, Father God, that you can do that at your hand, Lord, and at your will. And we ask you, Lord, if that is needed, Lord, that you would do so, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you are even watching her, God, you know, that in this time and in this hour, you are watching her, Father God. And I thank you for that. Keep her in your watchful care. Mm-hmm. And let me just look up that verse about redeeming the time. Okay, that's the verse in Colossians that I was thinking, not in Ephesians, but Colossians. Yeah, here. Verse 5, walk them towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. So, redeeming the time. So the, actually, as I read that, it's almost as if you're a participant in helping others redeem their time. Yes. Because like you become, where are you guys? That you become participating with the Redeemer to help others redeem their time as well. So we thank you for that, God. Wow, I mean, that's, okay, Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. That's just intriguing and fascinating for me to think about, Lord, that you would allow us to participate. And I don't see it in that way, but to participate as being like a spokesperson for redemption and redeeming people's lives, Lord, redeeming their time, God, that they've not walked in you, God. So I thank you, Lord, for redeeming that, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for blessing Julia May's mouth with grace, Lord, and her speech, God. Lord, for those who are outside of your time, in Jesus' name, Lord, for whatever purpose, whatever reason they are outside of your time, God, that you would use her to be redemptive in bringing them back in, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, that she would, so I'm seeing like
I don't know if it's a graft, not necessarily a grafting, and that's the first word I'm thinking, but it's like there's something frayed, like and like on a rope, when the edge of the rope comes in, it's frayed, and so it doesn't have, it has to be kind of like restored or brought back together before it can be utilized as its full function. And that's how I see some things happening. So they're outside of, not necessarily the grace of God, but they're outside of maybe the will or the purposes or the ways of God, right? So they're still attached, but things are frayed. And the Lord using you, you know, as his vessel, an assistant, an aid, if you will, and this very remarkable, really, it's really remarkable how the Lord can supernaturally redeem something back to him and restore it and redeem it, and yet call you, Julia May, to season your grace with your words to bring that person back, you know, through his wisdom and his knowledge, being with you, being led by the Holy Spirit, to help redeem the time for these people. And so I thank you, Lord. And I'm not even sure, Lord, that I completely understand what redeeming the time means, Lord, but in all of its function and in all of its inspired wisdom by the Holy Spirit that it was spoken through Scripture, Father, let it be so unto her, God, in Jesus' name. Let it be so, God. And even the word that we brought forth, Lord, with the number 80, God, that you would use her mouth, Lord, to subdue and to bring peace, God. And if that is renewing or redeeming, redeeming the time, it could very well be redeeming the time, God, then so be it, Lord, then so be it unto her, according to your word, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
Yeah, that's kind of one of those words, like when I see it, when I'm saying it and seeing it at the same time, just the weighted importance that is involved in that. And also, and how he allows us to participate in it. It's like almost like one of those. It's almost, well, it's so important. Like not FBI or CIA, but way, but up there. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's not the same kind of cases that you're studying or going after. But it certainly is higher intelligence, the higher intelligence of the Lord, and how he's using you to participate divinely in this supernatural, you know, work that he does. Like certainly salvation and, but I've just never seen it like this before. So, yeah, and it could be this. I don't know. This just dawned on me just now. It could be this, like the people, the Israelites, how they didn't always follow the Lord's commands, like all of his commands. Like he told them, let the land rest. Every 7 years, let the land rest. But he said, if you don't do this, if you do not allow the land to rest for 7 years, then I'm going to remove you from the land. Okay, so he was very patient and very, very, very patient with them. And it was like 490 years before he actually, you know, he didn't just forget about it. You know, they might have forgot about it, but for 490 years, they didn't let the land rest every 7 years. So then they were thrown into exile, okay, so that the land could rest. And that was him redeeming the time. Like he was also teaching the people to to follow the only one true God and to get idols out of their hurt and whatnot. But he was redeeming the land because of his ordinances and his command. And so I think actually those are the things that people need to, you know, there might be things where they're not actually keeping the Lord's command. Like maybe people are, like they're living together before they're married. Do you know what I'm saying? And maybe the Lord wants to use you to help redeem that, you know, and you're, speech has to be seasoned with grace, because ultimately if you're speaking on his commands, which you wouldn't just feed that to somebody like that, but it certainly would have to be, let me go back to that in Colossians. Yes, so walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Right. So that's very individualized, you know. But that would just be an example of, and it's not so much that you're going to drill down on this. It's the whole heart of it is God's grace, speaking in his grace and walking in his wisdom and knowing that redemption, with a heart of redemption, this is what's coming, as a heart of redemption. You know what I mean? Like there's so much more for you, you know, even like speaking into the blessing of being married and that you can have these promises, you can have all these, you know what I mean? Or however you would do it. But, and even seeking the Lord, I'm sure, and asking him for his wisdom and his grace before you speak. But anyways, it's a very, very important. I see it as a very, I feel like that word is even like limited to this side on earth, you know, for really what's happening in heaven, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been praying for his wisdom and guidance and understanding and revelation. And, you know, the pastor was preaching on last Sunday, so, you know, he said, you know, preach or pray about it. So that's what I've been praying about. Use me and help others. Like I said, if somebody didn't kind of weigh it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Yeah, we used to have a pastor, one of our old churches used to say something, and well, we had a couple of different services, but he would say, I don't even know how he would end up there, but he would talk about, you know, the covenant of God and the importance and the beauty of it, and yada, yada, yada. And then he would invite people, I don't even know how he went from, how he crossed this bridge, but who were living together, who actually wanted to make their covenant before God, you know, to do that before the Lord, that they could, after second service, he would hold a little like abbreviated ceremony for anybody who wanted to stay, and then also would invite congregation, hey, if you want to come back and witness and be a part of this as the body of Christ and the bride of Christ. So it was quite fascinating that when he did it, literally there was almost always one, at least one couple, sometimes more, that would go up to be prayed for. And I hadn't thought about that actually in years, but it was really beautiful to see that, how they just wanted to honor. They wanted to honor God and make it right, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. So how are you doing? Is there anything we can pray for you about?
No, you covered everything. And I'm going to tell you, my nephew, his wife, she still haven't woke up from the coma yet, but they said she can hear you. So she can start hearing people around her and kind of sometimes move a mouth or something, but they said they know she can hear. It's strange, but she can hear them. that's a strange thing, but, you know. And I thank God for this weekend because I was sick the past 2 weeks and both my sons got sick. I don't know what's going wrong. You know, I got a chest X-ray, so I didn't have the COVID after my test, but then, but I had, you know, severe headaches, migraine, and all that. And my youngest son, he had some, like, he said pinched migraine, head hurting just like me. And, you know, then I called my other, the older son, Sonny, and he said he got from work, he had convulsions so bad he couldn't even walk. So they had to help him.
Oh, my goodness.
And he said he had night sweat so bad and this and that. I said, oh, my God. So all three of the past 2 weeks have been very sick. God brought us through.
Now,
so,
did that one have COVID? Did he have COVID, that one that was having
I told him, I said, now them lights with them sound good. I said, now that's the sign for the for Omicron. They were talking about them night sweats so bad. So, but I had a nephew.
Oh, really?
And one of the daughter gave it to him, to the mom and dad and sister. But they told, after he got tested, and they told him to take Mucinex.
Mucinex?
That's what they told him to take. He has the COVID, his wife has it, and his two daughters, you know, one gave to the other, and then it came from Tennessee. And unfortunately, his mother has it, and his daddy has it, and his nephew had it, and his daughter have it, and his ex-wife have it. So they kind of went around. So it's been kind of deep in my family. And then I had another cousin, her brother and his wife had it, too. But the two sons, they end up with that new kind, the Omicron. But they got the regular COVID. My family this past 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh, it's so. I know one of my daughters, my other daughter, went to test today. I mean, she said she came back negative, but she still had a little fever. She's having fever and not feeling good. So, bizarre. Yeah, but anyway,
I said, I didn't have fever or nothing like that, even with all my sickness. So sometimes you have fever, sometimes you don't, you know. They had a little fever.
Yeah.
They said, I don't have fever. Well, she just started having fever and coughing up cold and everything from the side of coming up. So, you know, be careful.
Well, you know, is it your niece who's in a coma?
Yeah, my nephew, his wife, a lot. No, it's my nephew, my brother, his son, wife, so my niece-in-law.
Okay, I know sometimes there are things you can play where they're just like on a loop, like healing scriptures, you know, that just come forth. And I know one gal, kind of a bizarre story how this thing overlaps, but one of the churches that I went to when I was first saved, she was in a car accident. A police car hit her accidentally. It flipped its siren to go on a chase and didn't see her coming, and he pulled out and hit her car. Anyway, it was just bizarre. But anyway, she was in a coma, and they would take turns from the church and going and reading scripture to her. And she ended up coming out of a coma. It took her some time to heal and to recover, you know, and to walk again and to get full function and everything. But they did that for months, and she, so.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Let me
pray. Thank you.
I know, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say real quick, that's why I was telling them at the hospital when Jim was in it. They put her in a coma, you know, play music or talk to her, you know, do something because she could, you know, hear and she's coming out of. So, you know, that's what I do. So that's what they wrote that down to do that.
Good. So, Father, we just thank you for Julia May's family. Father, we thank you for progress with her niece. I'm just going to call her your niece for her niece-in-law, I guess. I don't know. A word. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for the progress of her hearing, that she would hear. We thank you, God, let the word of the Lord come forth, Lord, that you send your word to heal her and that she hears it. God, that she hears her name
Oh, yes.
Lord, that you redeem her time as well, God. Yeah. You redeem her time, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray an awakening to come to her functions, Lord, her bodily functions, her muscles, God, in Jesus' name, and everything that needs to come to be awakened. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for providing for her, Lord, and sustaining her by the power of your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray for her family, her children, Lord, and all those, Lord, that she's just declared who have been battling any type of illness, Father. We thank you for your healing, Lord, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, that you amp up and ramp up their immune systems to expedite and to release them, God, from this any type of virus, Lord, or ailment that they might be contending with, God. We thank you that you contend with the things that her children are contending with. Lord, I pray that over my own children as well, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your healing and restoration for their lives, Father God, and that you deliver them from any destruction, Lord, and with your loving kindness and your tender mercies, Lord, that you would crown them. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I'm going to move on to the next caller here.
Oh.
But thank you. It's good talking with you and praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. Thank you. Okay, caller 903-720. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Hello, 903-720. I might be on speakerphone, or not speaker, but but mute, or maybe they walked away for a second. So 903.
No, I'm here. I'm
okay,
here.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to get the phone straightened out. This is Sylvia in Texas. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you. I'm glad I didn't move on. I'm glad I caught you. Okay, Sylvia in Texas, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Sylvia in Texas, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Lord, what you're preparing for her, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, just for the brilliance of your care. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word says that that the word of God is as silver refined. It's purest truth, and it is as silver refined seven times. So when the Lord speaks and he speaks truth, right, and the Holy Spirit speaks truth to us and what he hears from the Father, and it is truth. And we need to know that it is the purest truth that he can speak when he speaks to us, and to follow that and not to doubt that. It's not a human truth. It's not like an educated, you know, out of a textbook type of truth, but it's the truth from the Word of God. And and even the living Word is, you know, living and active in our lives, and it brings about, it has a purpose and a form for our lives to create things for his glory, but for our good as well. So I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for this preparation that you have for her, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, you know, his intention is that you are a partaker, like he's preparing as if you are a partaker. And certainly are, and but to know that as well, and to consume what he has for you, what he brings to you, to consume that, you know, just like if someone brought you something on a tray and said, And this is kind of what I see the Lord doing is he has this tray before you and he's serving, you know, comes to you and he has this tray. And you know, normally we would think, oh, well, let me just take one thing. You know, I'll take maybe one drink and one little thing to eat. But everything that's on this tray, he is prepared for you to partake of. And, you know, it may not be consumed all in one sitting, you know, like a big buffet, but it is something that he does want you to partake and to participate in. And we need to know this from the Lord as well, which I've had to learn this myself, and I've heard this bit of wisdom and then learned it myself, or, you know, continuing to learn, is that when the Lord speaks something to you or brings something to you like that, he is already, he's already seen, he knows that you're prepared for it. You know, that you're already prepared to participate in it, to partake in it, and to consume it. And he sees you as ready. You know, and it might be something he's called you to participate in that is like sometimes it feels like the shoes are a little bit too big for you to wear. But the Lord, when the Lord brings it to you and he knows you're ready for it, and you don't have to doubt and you don't have to, just kind of like with Moses, you know, how he said, you're going to do this, you know, Moses was like, well, wait a second. And he had these doubts and limitations in and of himself. But the Lord seen him, the Lord already seen it as done, and he's seen him as ready to participate in it and to partake in what the Lord has called him to do. So there's that aspect to it. And there's something really of like this digesting, you know, chewing on it and digesting what he has for you. Like it's full participation and full partaking, if you will, as well. So it's not just a taste and see. It is a full, it is more than that. It's full, okay. It is fully, fully taken in and fully digested, if you will. Yes. So, Lord, I thank you for Sylvia, Father. I thank you, Father, for what you're bringing to her, God, and how you're going to use her, Lord. I thank you first and foremost, Lord, how she will learn of you, Lord, by what you bring to her, Father, in Jesus' name, God, and that she will consume that, God, as a partaker, God, both, you know, I see things being like eaten and also drinking, you know, so whatever that is, like from the well, either manna and living, whatever that would be, Lord, but I thank you, Father God, I thank you, Lord, for how she takes that in, God, and how you use her, Lord, in that and through that, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that even, you know, as we partake, it is divine in some ways, Lord, and that it opens her eyes, unlocks things within her to see differently, God, and to participate with her faith, God, with full obedience, God, with the full measure of faith, God, and full stature, and that you have for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Well,
Anna.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm in the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I'm in the hospital. I had surgery on Saturday. I had emergency surgery Saturday morning at 12 o'clock. And my body was consuming that fluid. And they took off 10 liters of fluid out of my abdomen, and I had a hernia. And I claim a healing in the name of Jesus. And I thank the Lord for everything he's doing in my life right now. And I just ask you all to pray, keep praying with me for your healing. By stripes I am healed. And everything, I'm waiting on a pathology report to come back. But I feel great. I feel amazing. And they keep wanting to give me more pain medicine, but I'm not in any pain. I just feel great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was clicking, trying to get on because I really needed prayer from the PGN family and all the ones that praying for us on the line.
Yeah.
And,
well, let's pray for you and saints, those listening this evening. Just come into agreement and continue to pray for her throughout the week as the Holy Spirit leads you. And if you're listening at a later time, I'm sure she'd still receive your prayers of blessing and covering over her as well. So, Father, let's come into faith and agreement. We thank you for the power of agreement, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that two or more are gathered in your name. There you are in the midst of them, Father. So we thank you, Lord, at your throne. God, it says to come confidently because it's there that we can find your mercy and grace in our time of need, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you pour out your mercy, Lord, and you pour out your grace for her need, God, her need for healing. Lord, we thank you, Father God, just for the evidence and the testimony that she has given, Lord, the preservation, Lord, of her health and her wholeness and her recovery. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, that she declares she feels well. And she is without pain. In Jesus' name, God, may that continue, God. And we speak to this area, God, in her abdomen. Lord, we thank you for wholeness and healing, God, and complete recovery. Yes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for even where the incision is, Lord, in the surgery. In the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch that. By your balm and your healing virtue, Father, we thank you, Lord, and pray in agreement over Sylvia in Texas, God, for her healing, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for full healing and full recovery, God, and moving forward, Lord. And we thank you, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and her testimony of your goodness on her life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I receive it. In the name of Jesus, thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you thank for you. Calling. God bless you. My goodness.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And woman of God, you have a good night. And thank you for everything that just came from heaven. Because I know he said that he saw the swelling in my feet and my legs and that he was taking it out and he is leaving. And I'm able to walk and get around and do the things that I wasn't able to do. But thank you so much.
Wow, praise God. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for calling. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Amen. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, caller 251-229. Good evening, 251-229. Who am I speaking to? Hey there. Good evening. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from? 251-229. Okay. We lost them. Okay. Caller 847-239. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello. It's Stephanie from Illinois.
Hey, Stephanie. Excuse me. Some water and I'll pray for you. Mm. to get rid of that. Okay. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just lift up Stephanie, Lord, to you, throne God, and bring her to your altar, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your goodness, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. You know, the word of the Lord says that in John 10, it says the shepherd, he is a good shepherd in that he knows his own and his own know him. So we thank you for the declaration of this personal and personable relationship, Lord. We thank you for that, God, even just of being the shepherd who leads her and guides her and cares for her and comforts her, but yet you know her individually, you know, and shepherds have flocks. I don't know if you've ever actually seen a shepherd like in action with a flock, you know, but a flock, I mean, they kind of all look the same and they're all, but when he declares, I know my sheep and I know my own and they know me, you know, and he doesn't even just call us the sheep. He does say the shepherd, I know my own and my own know me. And just how personal that is on each and every one of them, you know, that we are intricately known by him, and we could know him that way as well personally ourselves. But what I see in that is, and I don't even mean this verse to be cliche in any way, but I do see Jeremiah 29:11 where it says, you know, where he's declaring, I know the plans that I have for you, plans of your welfare or of evil, you know, but to give you a hope and to give you a future, and to know that that is his heart for you, and his intent for you. Those are he's purposed these things in his heart for your welfare and for your hope, and to give you these good and abiding things for you. And I am seeing also fear, him casting out fear, and let me look at this one verse here. Is it Psalm? I think it is. Yeah, Psalms 34. Yeah, see, so at the beginning, for one, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. So there you go. But I just see him delivering you of fear. Fear is being delivered. Cast away from you. It's actually very much of like a gentle process as you're going deeper into the things of the Lord, almost like the verses 1 through 4 or 1 through 5 are happening as you're praising the Lord and going into the depths of him. The fear is just being delivered. It's being, what is a good word? It's like being lifted off of you. Shadow of fear is being lifted off, taken away. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, Lord, to be with her, Father God, that you would engraft her and enfold her in your presence, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your provision, that he's making provision for you. I thank you for, and I like to pray this for everyone, because the Lord showed me not to pray for everyone, but when I pray for provision, wisdom and provision, There's something active in that for wisdom and provision for her, Father, in Jesus' name. And then also protection that he gives you, which, you know, all of those things as well come from Psalm 91. They're covered within Psalm 91. So Psalm 34, 1 through 5, and Psalm 91 for you as well. And but all of those things are covered within there, and his protection is, you know, him commanding his angels charge over you, guarding you and guiding you and leading you. So his angels in Psalm 91 also not only guard us and guide us, but they also propel us into the purposes of God, right? Just like when Isaac sent the servant to find a wife, and the servant, so the angel propelled him to find Rebecca at the water, and he gave him the wisdom and provision for her and her family and her household. But it was the angel that led him, right? The angel propelled him, and this is the doing of the Lord, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, but he has all authority over heaven and earth. So we thank you, Father, for lifting. Actually, it's more of a, just a lifting, lifting the spear off of her. That's how I would more say it, and that just came to me. So thank you for just lifting the fear off of her, God, as she presses into you and praises you and exalts you and extols you, God. God, at your feet, Father, we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, for just your mighty acts. And sometimes your mighty acts, Lord, and mighty deeds, Lord, are just a lifting, God, a lifting and a renewing and a refreshing, Father. Those can be mighty, God. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're bringing in her life, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you, Stephanie. Is there anything that we can pray about for you?
Well, I feel like the things you said were, like, really on point. Like, those are things that I've really been focusing on lately. But I guess I really want to keep my eyes on God, because a lot of me wants to just, like, walk into my purpose and serve him. But I feel like he really wants me to, like, know him intimately more, and then, like, when he's done, like, refining me in the way he wants to, then he'll, like, send me out. Maybe just focusing on him, like, prayer for that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's probably, and I think I understand what you're saying. I mean, and I get what you're saying, but understand in the sense of, in your world, but because I'm not in your world, but I will say this. What was I going to say? Oh, I'm imagining that actually probably, and I get what you're saying, and because I desire that too, and I'm sure other listeners do that are listening as well, desire that, and are focusing on it and pressing in for it and whatnot. And but I bet I would imagine, I'm imagining because I'm not in your world, I wouldn't be surprised if as you're doing that and as you're pressing into that, if you're not already, there's pieces of your life of like how you're giving and serving and speaking and interjecting, even in your workplace or school or you know, neighborhood, wherever it might be, where you're already, those are forms of how he's leading you. And like, you will see when you actually maybe get there, if you will, even though I don't want that to be like an end all be all with the Lord, because in our faith, sometimes it's not wrapped up like in a nice little box or bow like we think it's going to be, you know? And he's probably actually using you in lots of different ways that that are highlighting who he's already made you to be and how he's going to use you and develop those places even more for where he's bringing you, I guess is a better way to say it. So as he begins to open your eyes there, to like make note of that, because they're not like, I want to call them like breadcrumbs, I don't know, for some reason, but like he's leaving a trail, and as we pick those up, we're seeing, oh, okay, yeah, this is the Lord, this is like the things that keep getting repeated in your life, you know, or how he's using you and pressing forward, and you know, where it used to be like, not this couldn't happen again in my life. I don't want to just, anyway, I was trying to say it humbly. But it used to be, I used to overthink a lot, you know, like even before I would send an email, before I would make a comment on a thread, even if it was in a course or like a discussion forum, you know, I used to have a, and one of my council things that we did, it was a, he was a, I don't know, I might have shared this here before, I don't know, but he was a, and the council thing, anyway, he was teaching us, we would go through a example of a case, and then we would ask questions, like he would interject, and then if we had any questions, we would ask him in the forum. Well, it used to be where you could email him afterwards, and he would answer the question, and then he realized, because he was a Christian counselor, and realized the things of the Lord, that if he had this place open for us to ask in this forum and we weren't asking during that time, he considered that a fear of man, that we didn't want to allow our voice to be known or heard and to even take the risk to do that. He considered it a fear of man. And at first, I, you know, was a little taken back by it, but then I realized, oh, gosh, that's probably right. That probably is true. And so... And he wanted to, as he was teaching us, also allow things to be worked out of us at the same time. But then in allowing our voices to be known and to be seen within this forum, it also illuminated, it was a trail for how the Lord was using us. So sometimes even the enemy can have this place where it feels like, oh, no, I can't, it's hard for me to break through here. But then there's actually a reason for that, why he's opposing the Holy Spirit's work in your life so much. But once you do it, then that's a bread trail. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and then that's a clue, if you will, or a highlighted of like, hey, this, the Lord has something here that needs to be known and it needs to be seen. And you just need to get comfortable with the ambiguity of putting your faith on the dotted line, you know, and sometimes that doesn't get any easier, or it gets like you have greater understanding and you step into it, but there's still that ambiguity where you're putting your faith on the dotted line, trusting and relying in him, and you realize after so many times that you're still relying on him every time, but the trust, like your trust in him grows, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I understand what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, because, sometimes like the end is really like as we're going through it, that is it. Like I wouldn't want you to miss going as you're walking through it, miss thinking you're just looking for an ending point or what's coming later when there's a lot happening right now that is good, and how the Lord is using you and teaching you, informing you today, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like I keep looking to the future, but I'm not really, like, in the present as much as I should be.
Yeah, sometimes it's easy to miss, I think. I think, like, when I was first became a Christian and became born again, I asked the Lord, like, wow, how come? I mean, I was actually 22, ironically. I asked the Lord, like, wow, how come I didn't know about this sooner? Like, how come, you know, I'm thinking, like, why'd you wait so long? I mean, it's 22 is not that old, but I just thought, why the heck did you wait so long to grab a hold of me? And that, I just seen this reel in my mind of this movie playing of all these people who witnessed to me and who tried to interject and share their testimony to speak life into me. And so I just seen it where, like, the Lord was like, I was seeking you. I was pursuing you. And, and, you know, you might have a, because it is good to have, and we might just be different this way, where, like, I have more prophetic insight, and you might have more, like, prophetic oversight. So you might just automatically see things in the bigger picture, and that's okay, because I certainly, again, saying, you know, I'm not in your world, so I don't know. And if that is how the Lord's functioned and made you to see the big picture, and, you know, how things come up under that, then that's different too. Like, I certainly wouldn't want to say, like, hey, you got to do it. You got to do life differently or see it differently. I just don't want you to miss how the Lord probably really is using you in the workplace and in the, you know, and you might even just ask him in your quiet time how it is that he is. Show me how what's happening right now fits with the big picture, you know, or don't let me miss, you know, these, how all of this fits together, you know, or whatever the question would be that would naturally come from you. But anyway, I think you're doing good, basically, is what I'm saying. Yeah. So thank you. Is there anything we can pray for you? I'm not sure if I asked you that already.
I guess for me the biggest thing would be not to be distracted by wanting to serve him rather than know him, I guess.
So, okay, repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
But I really want to not be distracted by wanting to serve him rather than just know him. Because I feel like if I'm really present, then naturally I'll just do and say whatever he would want me to say or do in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then I'm going to share an example with you too, I think. We'll see if the Lord wants me to share it. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Stephanie's heart to know you. God, I ask that you would reveal yourself to her, God, in just very special and personable ways, Lord, and that she wouldn't miss it, God, that it is you revealing yourself in very personal and special ways to her, Father God. I pray, Lord, from Ephesians 3, I believe it is, that or Ephesians, Lord, that she would know the height and the length and the width and the depth of your love for her, God, and all that you would do for her and sustain for her, God, personally, God, and on point and on spot and on the spot, Lord, and that you would turn in a dime for her, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you, even her voice, Lord, that it would be like a sweet harmony and melody, God, with heaven, Lord, with your heart, Lord. I see it even as like, I see like your voice keeping with this melody of the Lord's heartstrings, like their heartstrings that you're in your voice, and it becomes such a melody to his heart, and he just takes it in, and you know, it's very, you know, very precious and very,
you know, like it's this harmony and song to him and melody to him and to his heart. So I thank you for that, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, that you would give her and continue to help her with her focus as she asks, Lord. And Lord, that you would just speak to her and teach her and guide her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much. And God bless.
Yeah, thank you for praying over me.
Yeah, yes, very good. Okay, thank you, Stephanie.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, caller 402-214. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah. It's Sharon in New York. Thank you.
Hey, Sharon. Oh, sure.
Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, too. Thank you, Lord, for Sharon. Father, we just thank you, Lord, and lift her up to your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know, the Lord has this, like when we come before him and we can ask him certain things, and sometimes like he, because people will give this expression sometimes, and I've even maybe read this before, where like the Lord can give us a green light on things, you know, where we're asking him, is it his will or his way, and we feel like we're getting a green light on that. And sometimes we can get a yellow light or a red light. And so, you know, sometimes when the Lord says no or we get a red light, you know, like to stop, it is, again, because the Lord, his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and above our thoughts, that he can see all of the perspective over our life. And it's not because he is with and that he doesn't want good or he doesn't want, you know, whatever it is that you're seeking and asking him for. It's because he sees the whole perspective in time and also how he's you and what he's prepared for you. So so a red light, again, even in the natural, a red light doesn't last forever, right? It's just a little, there's a timing on it and there's a placement in it, and but there's a reason for it. And I don't understand all the Lord's reasons either. And I've definitely gotten red lights as well. And I know sometimes when he does open that up and give us the green light and we see the other side of it, it is so much better than what we would have actually settled for. I mean, I've seen that in my own life. I would have maybe settled for this, but because I was getting a caution or a red light and I waited, and sometimes it seemed like a long time, you know, it might have been a year and a half, you know, and but then the outcome of it was so much better. And even things that I desired in my own heart that I didn't speak to anyone of, you know, but just put my hope in the Lord. Like, I hope one day this I could use this again, or I could do this again, or whatever. Then the Lord actually opened that up, you know. But it not pressing through to like, hey, this needs to be done now, you know, when it wasn't really the Lord. So that's not always fun, you know. But in the end, I will tell you, in the end, again, it's even more than you could ask, think, or imagine. Where there's been times where I almost feel, I don't want to say guilty, because if the Lord wants to give us something, we should receive it, right? But sometimes there is almost in my human nature, like, am I worthy to receive all of this? You know, like, am I worthy? You know, like, I have a little sounding board that I still need to work through, you know. That and just receive like the goodness of God and what he wants me to have, and not limit him in that. So I thank you, Father God, just for release, Lord, of what you're doing in her life, God, and what you're preparing in advance for her, God. Even your word says, Lord, that you prepared fruit for us to walk in advance, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the God that goes before her. You prepare the way and you put your hand of blessing upon her, God. And I thank you, Lord, that like instructionally and guiding her, Lord, that she trusts you, Lord, and she commits her way to you, God, and that you establish it, God, that it be established by you, God, because that is a firm foundation when it's established by you, God. So we call it forth and we come into agreement with the will of God for her life, God, and the things that you desire to establish and that you've commanded by your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Deborah, are you trying to tell me that when you held me up to prayer, Jesus showed you a red light? Is that what you're trying to say? You didn't really say.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Do you know what for? Because I didn't ask,
no.
You know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just know as I prayed it, like as I prayed for you, I was praying with the understanding of, you know, when we sometimes get a red light where it seems like God is, where it seems like we're on hold with something, you know?
Right. Well, it also means danger. I mean, to me, you know, red light means danger, means stop.
Because when I think of it, Sharon, as a red light, I only think it would be dangerous if you didn't stop at a red light.
Right. I'm just not sure what I'm supposed to stop.
Oh, well, I don't know either. I'm sorry. I don't know that part. If there's anything and directionally, if you're moving in an area where you feel stuck or it doesn't feel like the door is opening or it's the right timing, you know, or if you, like there is a heavy delay. So I'm not sure, you know, it might just be something you need to put on the shelf and kind of just set before the Lord and say, Lord, you know, you bring the understanding, you know, when this is needed. And if it's not needed now, that's fine. And there certainly wasn't anything, I was not getting any unction of danger in my spirit or urgency of something bad that was, I didn't have anything like that. It was just, it was nothing like that. It's just sometimes things are delayed. Like when we were looking for a new home, okay, the Lord told me in prayer one day that we would be moving within the next 3 years. And I had started to look. I thought there was one particular neighborhood that I really liked and I thought we should be in. I found a home there. You know, my husband and I looked at it, and I thought a lot of things could fit together, but he was like, no, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. To me, that was like a red light, okay, right? We're not in agreement, but there were definitely some things about that where I could see like maybe the Lord was leading us, but I think in the end, on this side of it, okay, knowing where we are now, I didn't think we would be where we are because I didn't think to ask for what we have, which is more than I could ask, think, or imagine. And I could see that the Lord was actually in that place where there was a red light, right, a stopping because we weren't in agreement, was the Lord was actually drawing things out of my heart to show me where what I really did want. I was placing it and I was laying those things before him. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I guess my biggest concern recently has been the health of my family, you know. I had my oldest grandson came up positive for COVID yesterday. And was feeling really sick. He feels a little bit better today. But my youngest granddaughter came up positive with COVID today. So I was going to ask you to pray for her.
Okay.
And, you know, just, you know, I do, I am stopped in a lot of things because of health or, you know, my circumstance. So I just, you know, I'm so grateful to have a word from God, but I wish I could understand it.
Right. Yeah, I don't, you know, sometimes I get a word, I don't really understand it either, to be honest. And, yeah. But, I mean, that's really all I can say. And as far as even giving an example of how it's happened for me, like in real time, you know, but, again, not sensing anything negative about it, nothing dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing like that. Yeah. It's just part of the process of life. But yes, I'd be happy to pray for your youngest daughter. I'm sorry
her
to
name
hear.
Is, yeah, her name's Cecilia. And if you could hold her up. And...
Okay. How old is she?
I've had a lot of concerns about her.
Okay. Yeah, one of the pastors at the church we were going to, him, his wife, and their whole family, their three kids, all got COVID all at the same time at Christmas, too. Yeah. So, and I think their youngest is, I don't know, she might be anywhere from 2 to 4. I can't really tell. Anyway, okay. Yeah, let me pray for Cecilia. Father, is she at home?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, there's four of
Father,
them there.
Okay, Father, we pray for Cecilia, Father, and lift up her entire family, Father God, in Jesus' name, for their health, Lord, and for their recovery, Lord. We ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray in faith and obedience to your word, Lord, that we would pray for those who are sick, Father, and that they would recover. In Jesus' name, we pray for the recovery of Cecilia, her brothers and sisters, Lord, her family members, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, all of Sharon's family and bloodline, Father God, we thank you for the healing, Lord, and restored health unto them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you are the reconciler, Father, in Jesus' name, God, that you would reconcile and restore and recover all of their health, God. We thank you for the preservation of their health, God, in Jesus' name, that they continue to recover while they're at home. And I thank you, Lord, that they are wonderfully and fearfully made, God, and that you would expedite their immune system, God, to kick this virus out in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, for just for the wisdom of those that are caring for her to know what to give her, Lord, and to help ease the discomfort, Father. But I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would touch them supernaturally, Father God, to ease and to bring comfort and come alongside of them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did
God
you
bless
see
you. Nope, I didn't. Nope.
Yeah. You know, I just thought of something. You know, Randy prayed for me last night, and he got, for me, he got that I'm to be diligent.
That's a good word.
You know, to pay attention. And tonight, when you get the red light, I'm wondering.
Well, you know what I would encourage you to do is look up the word diligent in the Bible.
I was going to do that.
And see, yeah, all the rewards, and diligent is an excellent word. It's such an excellent word. And to look that up, and as we're diligent, and every reward that is attached to being diligent. And maybe there's places in there, I mean, I don't know, but maybe there's places in there where you say, oh, wow, I didn't do that, and maybe that's why I have a red light in this area. Maybe that would be it. I don't know. But diligent is excellent. I would pursue, continue
yeah,
just to pursue the, the goodness of the Lord and go there. Don't focus on the negative. If that red light feels negative or like destruction or something like that, then don't let the enemy cause a vision to come to you or an interpretation to come to you that wasn't intended. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And just rest on that and pursue the goodness of God in diligence, you know?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Deborah. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, caller 25229.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you, Sarah?
I'm good. I'm thanking the Lord for you.
Thank you. Okay, Sarah, it's Alabama, right?
Alabama.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if I got that right. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, my goodness, I just looked at the time. Okay, I have to remember, I do have a time limit when I'm doing this. Okay. So thank you. You'll be our last caller. And speaking of diligence, let me be diligent to do this. So, Father, I thank you for Sarah, God. I just lift her up to your throne, Father, and to your altar, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for that. And I just seen a garland of grace. I don't know. And I don't even know if I prayed this over you before. But I seen this garland, man, I don't know. Anyways, it was in your hand, kind of, or it was passing through hands to be prepared to lay upon your head. And so I'm not sure. It was rather quickly as I seen that. I'm not sure if you participated in making the garland or not, if there was a participation, that you had participation in that, but it was being passed through hands and prepared to lay upon your head. I thank you for that, God, just the garland of grace in Jesus' name. And again, I don't know if I prayed this over you before, but I feel like after I said it that maybe I have. But Father, I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, God, for touching her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, your grace. I thank you, Lord, for this garland. Let me just see literally what that word means. That's if I have time. No, I do. I'm going to look it up. Oh, I did not know this, but this here, just on a Google thing, says garlands have been used in many cultures because it says, what does a garland symbolize across the world as symbols of purity, beauty, peace, love, and passion? So I didn't know that. And, it's worn as an ornament, as honor. Okay. Okay, so I thank you, Father, for that, God. I thank you, Lord, just for honoring her with your grace, Lord, and actually really making a display of it is what he's doing. He's going to display that, and it is for his glory. And, you know, we are, he does call us to partner with him. This is all throughout Scripture, you know, from Old Testament as a foreshadow to the New Testament, that we are partners, that we partner with him. And as we draw near to him, he teaches us about humanity, right, with his virtues and his goodness and giving us his honor. And then when he displays that, we actually give that back to him, right, and even going to heaven or receiving crowns. But as he has laid this garland of grace upon you as a way of honoring you, it is in preparation, and trust me, that you are going to bring glory to him. Whatever he bestows upon us and gives to us and graces us with is for his glory. And I know, Sarah, that you are a participant in that, that you are an obedient woman, and it is your desire to bring your father, you know, good pleasure for all that he's done in your life. And even talking earlier about the desires unfolding and the promises coming to pass. So may they be yours this year. So thank you so much for calling, and I wish I had more time, but I do not. So God bless you, and it was good to hear your voice.
God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Sorry, everyone. I didn't get to any other callers this evening, but I do want to say I apologize as well. Randy is coming up next, and after I end the program, I think you may have to dial back in. I apologize for that. But just know, yeah, there you go, that you can do that quickly. Okay, so thank you. God bless.